You're listening to the World Watch Weekly Podcast by Open Doors Canada. On this week's episode, we'll talk about the number 9 country on the World Watch List, Iran. We'll learn a lesson from a man who spent 36 days in solitary confinement, and we'll hear about two courageous young women who continue to share the gospel, even with the risk of prison. For more information about Open Doors Canada or the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly Podcast. I'm Jared, here again with Andrew. Really looking forward to today's episode, jam-packed with some information today. We are so excited to be talking about the number 9 country on the World Watch List, which is the country of Iran. Now, Andrew, a couple episodes I've talked to you about biblical characters that show up in the various countries that we talk about.
Right.
And I could very easily do that for Iran because the ancient kingdom of Persia, which is now modern day Iran, has a very prominent place, especially in the Old Testament. There's the famous story of Persia overtaking Babylon. The tombs of Esther and Daniel are traditionally said to be in what is now modern day Iran. The roots even show up in the earliest days of the Christian church. There were Iranians, Parthians, Medes, and Elamites at the time, at the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached and 3,000 people were saved. And yet today, after all that, it's an Islamic republic with the official religion being Shia Islam.
That's right. Now, in Iran, there are two types of Christians, recognized and unrecognized. Those that belong to minority ethnic groups that have long Christian roots, like Armenian and Assyrian, are recognized Christians. Those who are part of the majority ethnicity, Persian, are unrecognized Christians because, according to the government, all Persians are considered Muslims and those who don't follow Islam are apostates.
Wow. Persians speak majority language Farsi, and it's illegal to hold church services or evangelize or distribute Bibles in the Farsi language. Those who do are arrested. Converts are unable to officially change their religion. Any children they have will be recorded as Muslims and be educated as such. Converts from Islam to Christianity cannot openly practice their faith. Any hint that they might be Christians can have dramatic consequences. If they're the only Christians in their family, they have to be very, very careful in the way that they worship. Christians with a Muslim background in particular are considered unclean in villages, rural areas, conservative cities. Radical Islamic people won't even shake hands with Christians, touch them, or share food with them.
Yes. Now, for the recognized Christians, the Assyrian and the Armenian Christians, they have some level of freedom and are allowed to hold services in their native tongues, but are closely monitored by the government. If they are found to be helping a Muslim background believer or evangelizing or teaching in Farsi, they will face imprisonment, physical abuse, harassment, and discrimination. Now, Pastor Victor Bet-Tamarez and his wife Shamaran are examples of Assyrian Christians who are currently awaiting an appeal in Iran, but it keeps getting pushed back. Pastor Victor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison, and Shamaran has been sentenced to 5 years.
Wow, yeah, imprisonment is a common occurrence, actually, for believers in Iran. Back in December of 2018, in just 1 week, there were 114 Iranian Christians who were arrested. Now, prison, obviously, is a very isolating experience already, and believers are often put into solitary confinement. Now, we talk in Canada these days about experiencing social isolation and, you know, that's separation from family and separation from church. But for the Iranian church, isolation like that is nothing new. Former prisoner for his faith, his name was Pastor Wahid, shared this insight about surviving isolation. He says, pray for each other. Isolation is not the time to focus only on yourself. In fact, when I was arrested at a house church meeting and put into solitary confinement for 36 days, praying for others is what kept me going. I had no one to talk to and no Bible to read from, but I prayed for the brothers and sisters that were arrested with me every day. And when we came out, I heard that the others had been doing the same for me.
Yeah, that's incredible insight from a man who spent 36 days in solitary confinement for his faith. Now, even though Iran is number 9 on the World Watch List, it's not all bad news. Iran is considered by many missiologists to be the fastest growing church in the world. Before the revolution in 1979, there were believed to be about 500 believers from a Muslim background. Today, a conservative estimate is 800,000 Christians.
Wow.
and some believe over 1 million. God is at work in Iran, and I want to tell you why by sharing the story of Miriam and Marzieh. Miriam and Marzieh were two young women in their 20s who were arrested because they were Christians and for evangelizing. They distributed more than 20,000 Bibles. They would pray and ask God where to distribute them, and then they put them in people's mailboxes. Then they started house churches, one for prostitutes and one for young people that met in their home. And then, along with that, when they would go about their daily business and meet people, they would talk to them about Jesus and share Bibles with them. You know, they knew the consequences. They knew that they could end up in Evan prison, but they continued to evangelize anyways. When they were arrested, they could have been set free if they denied their faith, but they wouldn't because, as they said in the courtroom, "We love Jesus. We are Christians." They spent almost 9 months in prison in Iran on death row, sentenced to death by hanging. They were eventually released because of international pressure. It's because of Christians like Miriam and Marzieh, who faithfully share the gospel regardless of consequences, that the church in Iran is growing.
Let me share a message with you from a current prisoner in Iran, Nasser Navard Gultep. He's 58 years old, currently serving 10 years in prison. Now, his charges sound really official, but ultimately, it's because he's a Christian. Here's what he says. "I thank God for the support that you have showered me with, for all my problems in prison, which you have shared my burdens, giving me strength and encouraging me continuously. How lucky I am to have you beside me." So we can understand just how much of a difference our prayers make for our brothers and sisters in Iran. When we remember our brothers and sisters in prison, as if we were in prison, like the writer of Hebrews exhorts us to do, we connect with them on a spiritual level, and it really does impact them.
Yeah, so we want to spend some time praying for Christians in Iran. The first prayer request is this. So let's pray for those in prison or awaiting appeals and sentences, like Nasser Navard, Pastor Victor, and Shamaran. And there are others. Yeah. You know, in an interview that was after their release, Marzieh said this about people who prayed for her. "I would like to thank them for their prayers and support and the letters they sent us. During this time, it wasn't just Miriam and Marzieh who were imprisoned, but all these prayer warriors. This was a great encouragement for us. We felt their presence alongside us. So people, keep praying for those who are in prison for their faith. Don't think that your prayers are unimportant."
Let's also pray for the growth of the church in Iran to continue. Let's pray that many would hear the good news of Jesus through Christian witness, through radio, TV, and internet programs.
Yeah, and let's also pray for believers that they will be encouraged to persevere despite the trials that they're facing for Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father God, we come before you on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Iran. God, so thankful for what you are doing in that nation, for the many who are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. God, we pray for our brothers and sisters in prison right now. God, we lift up to you Pastor Victor and his wife Shamaran. God, we lift up to you Nasser Navard, God, and the other prisoners that are in prison for their faith in Jesus Christ in Iran. God, we pray that they would be encouraged today. We would pray that they would know that they are not alone, that we are with them in prison through our prayers, God, just as Marzieh said. God, we pray that they would be encouraged. We pray, God, that they would know your strength today. God, we think of this church that is growing. God, we pray that they would continue to grow. We pray that your Spirit would continue to pour out, God, that more Muslims would find you in dreams and visions, God, that the church would continue to be witness to Jesus Christ, God, and that radio programs and internet programs, God, would share the gospel. It would be shared all over Iran, and many would come to faith in Jesus Christ. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Iran who are facing all of this persecution, all of this hardship. God, we pray that they would be encouraged today. We pray that they would persevere today, and that they would know that their brothers and sisters in Canada are praying for them. We lift all these things up in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of the World Watch Weekly Podcast. If you want to learn more about Open Doors and the work that we do, you can visit www.opendoorsca.org. And if you have questions or feedback about the podcast, please do email us at podcast@odcan.org. Please remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.